Mary Maynard, you're a district and town councillor, and many will know you very well for the great work that you've been doing over the years now. You've recently set up a new initiative for Harpenden residents called Harpenden Cares. Can you tell me how this came about?
It was actually quite interesting because I was in Italy, and I was in Italy the first few days in March, and they are 2 or 3 weeks ahead of us. Now, I was in a part of Italy where there had been no outbreak of the virus. It was actually 400 miles south of where the outbreak was occurring. And when I arrived, people were paying absolutely no attention to it. It was everywhere. It was on every channel on the news. If you went to the restaurants, they were packed. The cafes were packed. The bars were packed. Kids were drinking out of communal glasses. They were all hugging and kissing each other. And it was though nobody was paying any attention. Then, as you know, we were there a few days. As time wore on, you began to see literally everything emptied over the course of those few days. People's behaviour just changed. And on the last night, we were sitting in a restaurant on our own. Nobody was there. There had been no lockdown. People had thought, this is coming our way. We are getting out of the way of it. So that was a very marked change in people's behaviour. Then I came back to the UK. At that time, there was free travel between Italy and the UK, and Italy had not locked down the way it did. Within a couple of days of me coming back to the UK, Italy went on lockdown. But what shocked me was coming back to the UK. Now, I knew before I'd left the UK that the virus was in this area. There'd been an incident in Harpenden, and it was on all the local press. But when I came back, people were behaving as though nothing had happened. The shops were full, the restaurants were full, people were going to markets, just behaving as normal. And for a week after I came back, I pretty much stayed out of everybody's way. I did some shopping, came home, stayed in for the rest of the week, effectively self-isolated. But what I was thinking was, why are people not changing their behaviour? And what are they going to do about this? Because if this is as bad as it could be, people are going to be stuck at home and there'll be nobody to help them. And that's when the idea of Harpenden Cares came to me. I thought, we're going to have to get something in place and we're going to have to do it before things get bad, not afterwards. So literally that Friday, I started to call around, and I know a lot of the organisations in Harpenden. There's the Harpenden Trust, the Harpenden Society, all the churches, the various sports organisations, Helping Hands, the seniors. I called around the heads of all those organisations and said, are you prepared to work together to help people through this crisis? And they were unbelievable. Everybody said, I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about what we can do. We're better together than apart. Let's all work together. And that came from every single one of them. And so I set something up. We had a mix of a meeting where everybody stayed about 5 metres apart and a teleconference. We agreed we had to do something. That process took 1 week. 1 week later from that, we had a call centre up and running. We had a befriender service up and running. We'd amalgamated the food banks, and we had a food bank which is based on delivery rather than people going to the food bank. We had that planned and ready to go. And we had a shopping service for people ready to go. We'd also, and this was by last Friday, we'd done our website. We had a Harpenden Cares website and a Facebook page. And tomorrow it officially goes viral, as it were, in an old-fashioned way. Leaflets are going to be dropped through every door in Harpenden. So if anybody who's isolated or alone or needs help, they just have to call the number on that leaflet.
I asked Mary if it's been an incredible feeling to see so many of her local community organisations galvanised together to quickly form this new group, Harpenden Cares.
I think so. And one of the most amazing things about it was It's like pushing on an open door. I mean, there was no force was needed. Everybody I've talked to has just stepped right up to the mark and beyond it. They've all just run with things. We set up an organisation very quickly. Things like what processes do you need to run a food bank that delivers? What processes do you need to provide a shopping service for people who can't get out? There's been small groups working on it. We've had lawyers involved, accountants involved. People have got the most amazing skills and capabilities. They've got together in teams and just sorted the issues out really, really quickly. And I've looked at what's been done in the last week by all these amazing people, and there must be about 50 of them involved. If you try to do that in a commercial environment and set the breadth and depth of service we've set up, and it would take you 6 months to a year. It's been done in 1 week. It's shown commitment. It's shown incredible kindness, because everybody involved is a volunteer. It's shown a real care for, you know, your own community. And one thing, for example, this is spontaneous. We brought together all the streets. Pretty much streets were setting up street networks. And what we've done is we tapped into that. We found the network coordinator for every street, and we've identified the streets without one, and we've got all our own networks working to find a friend or somebody in that street so they can become a coordinator and help the people in their street. So this has been a real bottom-up initiative, you know, with everybody just pitching in.
It absolutely has, and like you say, it really highlights the goodwill that rests within Harpenden. And Harpenden Cares is primarily being designed to support the residents of Harpenden. And for listeners that want to get involved, it's harpendencares.org, the website. And there's something about the website that I really love, which is what you've spoken about, and it's the street view of Harpenden, where you've taken Google Maps and you've colour-coded, I would imagine, it looks like nearly 80 to 85% of the streets in Harpenden. I'm sure you know the number. And they've all been colour-coded by the streets that have street coordinators. Is that correct?
That's correct. And what we're doing is we're going to be doing an analysis this week, find the streets that haven't got one and find a coordinator for those streets. But we had Terry Heritage, who is another Harpenden councillor. She's a county councillor in Harpenden. She has spent hours going from street to street. You know, this is virtually, obviously, just reaching out and finding the coordinators on every street and building that system so we can reach out, and those coordinators can help people in their, you know, their next to their neighbours, really. This is a real bottom-up neighbourhood approach.
It is. It's a proper neighbourhood scheme. And what are the next steps that need to happen, Mary, following on from this week's launch?
Well, we launched this week. We're going to be testing our processes. And by that, I mean, at the moment, we got 15 calls and we haven't even launched it. Literally, the guys were practicing in the call centre and they started to get calls in. That shot up to 29 the next day, that on Monday. I'm not sure how many came through today. So we have to look and see whether our processes will cope with the amount of demand. So how many people out there really need our help is the first question. And is that number going to keep going up and up as more and more people get sick? Because what's likely to happen is people will get sick. Their whole households will be isolated. They might not have enough food or medicine at home, and they're going to suddenly realise that the people they relied on to help them, they might be sick themselves. So this gives them somebody to call. Yeah.
How can people that are able and have the capacity to get involved put their hand up to help Harpenden Cares, Mary?
In two ways. One, if you will go on the website, and there is a form on the website, you can fill it. Secondly, call the call centre and they will direct you how to help. And what we particularly want is those people who already are DBS checked, because we have to be very, very mindful that many of the people we'll be helping are vulnerable, and we have to have proper safeguarding protocols in place, one of which is a BBS check. Volunteer.